He's, you know, Justin has done a great job, and he's done a lot of great things out here on the practice field. And I think I was mentioned a week ago, you know, from, you know, a guy that keeps us going, always into the situation, what we need, and done a great job. And obviously in the games, I mean, you know, he's playing at a really high level. And, you know, one of the things I always say about Justin that kind of goes unnoticed is, you know, besides the obvious, you know, he can rush the passer. You know, he does a lot of things for us in coverage. He plays a lot of places on our defense, you know. And, you know, I think he's got a sack from three different places. And just, you know, I think he's playing really, really well and, you know, really, really happy for him because he's worked really hard to get to that position.
So why is he so good? What makes him so dynamic?
Well, I mean, I think he's, you know, he's a gifted guy physically. I think that's obviously really important. And as we were talking a week ago about pass rush, I think he's, you know, he's taken pass rush to that really the next level when you're really good at it, understanding who he's playing against, what their strengths or weaknesses are, and vice versa. You know, what he does well and how he thinks he's going to get countered in this game. I think that's a huge part of being able to elevate and keep moving up because, you know, obviously the more pressure you get on the quarterback, the more sacks you get, the more attention you get in the game plan and the protections. And he's done a really good job of understanding that. And then I know he'll say this to you is, you know, he's blessed by having obviously an excellent rusher away from him in Tamba. And I think the part that maybe has gone unnoticed this year, I think our inside pressure as from Poe in there it has been really good, and Alan Bailey, and I think that all adds up, you know, because as we talked to Wego, when they can push and dent that pocket this way, it's hard to protect the outside edges because usually you want to protect against a speed rusher with, you know, pushing him past, and that's harder to do when there's nowhere to step up to.
Coach Reed said the big thing for Sean this year, Smith, has been consistency. He's been more consistent this year. Just, what is that? Just as far as knowing what to do.
I think it's technique, you know, and it's like any skill event. I think when you go out there, you know, if you really want to be good at your craft, it's the ability to do it time after time after time after time. And you know, when you play on those outside lanes, you know, you can't you. You know, you relax one time out there and you don't do the right technique, you know, it can be you can pay a heavy price, you know. And so I think that's one thing that Sean's done a good job of starting from, you know, camp right on through, you know, trying to drill down and practice, become the best practice player he can possibly be, which, you know, that's a key for anybody. But I think particularly when you're in those positions out there where the technique matters so much and it happens so quickly to you, you know, that if you're not really drilling down and you're not really, you know, attention to detail, you can get in some tight positions fast.
I know you always focus on the next game, but mm-hmm. I think when Sean had that 100-yard interception return last year, I think, if I remember correctly, it was because of a broken coverage or something. He got fortunate. Is that the kind of play you think he would make this year? Because, I mean, does he even make mistakes like that?
Well, no, he did. I mean, the guy just shook him coming off the line is what happened. That's what happened. And the quarterback, we had a Tomball was free rushing off the other side, and so he had to unload the ball quickly. He really wasn't throwing to Sean's guy. He was throwing outside. And, you know, he threw the ball right there, and we were fortunate, you know, so.
But I guess my thing is, I mean, how many times have you seen him kind of get shaken like that this year?
Not many, you know. And you know, it's going to happen to everybody out there, you know. And so, but, yeah, that would be an example.
What kind of an impact has his confidence, you know, kind of had on Philip Gaines? You think this kind of rubbed off on him a little bit?
Yeah, I think, you know, I mean, I think the whole group back there is playing real well, and I think that's done as much. I mean, every guy is you know, different, and, you know, when you're a young guy, you're trying to learn what to do and how to do it, and not only assignments, but how you prepare and all those things, you know, so that's a pretty good room, and I think, you know, that's where Phillip's benefited the most.
How much has the emphasis on staying on top of rides kind of helped Sean with his skill set?
Well, I think everybody, you know, that's the premium, and when you're playing press coverage is, you know, you have to be on top, you know, If you don't, it's not easy. It's not easy if you're not. I mean, you've got Jeopardy there coming pretty quickly.
Bob, last year, Bob Tarry was always on the field. Right? Mm-hmm. He's the only interior guy in the league that's over 1,000 snaps.
Right.
You guys, he's had fewer. I wouldn't say it's been a big reduction.
No.
But it's not 100% participation. Is that by design?
Yeah, definitely. And really, we talked about it. Coach Reed talked about it. And like we said, you know, our way of thinking about that is big picture thinking is, you know, Dontari and Alan Bailey, I always say, are very unusual big men for our league because, quite honestly, they don't get tired. You know, they do not get tired. They could just keep playing forever. But in the end, you know, all the way through a season, we're trying to say, hey, can we make this guy a more productive player if we just give him, you know, some time off? And that's what we tried to do, you know, since the beginning of the year, is try to rotate guys in there. And then, of course, you know, that's good for the next guy because he knows he's going to play and all that as well. But I think it was really, you know, the idea that, hey, yeah, this guy can do this. We don't really need to take him out, but this probably is better for us overall.
How many guys have you seen like that who just don't get tired?
Not many big guys. It's very unusual. I mean, I've never seen a guy like what he did last year, you know, played 1,100 plays or whatever he did. And he plays at a high level. It's not like he's, you know, dragging out there. So that's a tribute to all the work they do. Probably some just genetics in there, I guess. But, I mean, they both work very hard to get in shape. You know, and Dontari made a big commitment there, you know, a year ago, well, 2 years ago now, and OTA session, you know, to get to a weight that he was really happy with, and he's been able to maintain that, and you know, he's a really good athlete. Both of those guys are really good athletes.
How much does having Eric Berry back in the secondary change, or I guess help what you guys can do defensively?
Well, you know, first of all, Eric's a great football player, and the other thing he obviously brings to our defense is he brings great speed and range. You know, and that's a big part of this game, and you know. You hate not to have that, you know, and you know, I know Andy mentioned this, but one play made there in the game last week against the Jets was our first series. Vic scrambled out and was heading for the first down, and he beat him to the first down marker, you know, and that's because of his skill level, and that's one of the things, you know, when you talk about speed on defense, it isn't always just the plays you make; it's sometimes the plays you prevent. And they got, you know, there's no stat for that, but I think that's an example of what I'm saying. So that's going to be beneficial to us. And you know, he's the thing about EB is that he's just honestly getting back in the swing, because you got to remember, he missed a lot of training camp. He's obviously missed a lot of time here. So no matter who you are, you know, you need to be out there to see the reactions, and you know, you may want to go there. But your body isn't quite yet there. And the more he plays, just like he did last week, you know, he played a lot of plays for a guy that just walked back in there. And then I just think he's going to keep getting better and better and back to, you know, where he expects to be. I know he has a high standard for himself.
So he made it through that game fine?
Yeah,
How do you see his role expanding?
Well, I just, yeah, we're going to mix him in both groups and that. But, you know, we're trying to keep track of him too. And if it's ever a problem where it's a – you know, we're out for a lot of plays. You know, we may roll guys in there, you know, just like all the other positions, you know, because obviously the one thing we don't want to do is get him back, get him hurt again, and then, you know, sit down again. So, and I'm really talking from being fatigued, you know. But, yeah, that's kind of how we're doing. We're going to up his pitch count and go from there.
Bob, how important
last
is it
one,
to
guys.
Keep, okay. How important is it to keep the pass rush fresh for this final 8 games? I know last year it seemed like we started.
Yeah, we wore down because the two press rushers weren't here, but we were really wore down. But and that's kind of in the same line what we're talking about here, you know. And that's why every guy that can improve, you know, like we say, couple snaps here for Poe, couple snaps there for Bailey. D Ford gets a couple snaps and takes two or three away from Tomlin or Justin, and that all we think in that big picture thinking is going to help us, you know. But there's no question that's a critical factor for us on defense right now, and they're doing a great job, like I say, of rushing, and even some of the guys that aren't getting all the sacks are really really, in our way of saying, are affecting the quarterback. And that's really what this game is about on defense, especially third down. You want to affect the quarterback, whether it's rush, disguise, tight coverage, whatever. But you want to make it hard on the quarterback.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Bob.
Yep.